Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. David Olson calling in from my home office here in Idaho on Wednesday, December 9th, and co-hosting with my friend Lisa Diamond. I'll make some quick announcements here. Of course, we have the Senior in 60 promotion still happening. If you have a new Beamer distributor that comes into your business, they have 60 days to hit Senior, and it's a $1,000 bonus. And that 60 days doesn't start counting until the following month after they start. So if somebody started today, they'd have, you know, close to 80 days to hit Senior and grab that bonus. And, of course, we do have this dash for cash for this last quarter. It was actually backdated to September 1st. Four Beamers, $600, eight Beamers, $1,500. I'm sorry, six Beamers, $1,500, eight Beamers, $2,500. And what else? I think that's about it for major announcements. We do have a fun topic today that Lisa suggested. And Lisa, is there any announcement that I may have missed? I'm sorry, we do have a national call next Wednesday night, right?
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Yes, the national call. And then we do have a Beamer Saturday on the 19th of December. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. So those are the two major calls we've got coming up. Anything else, Lisa, that I've missed, please mention it. And so, and other than that, Lisa, what are we talking about today? Because I don't know anything about this really, other than what you just shared with me recently.
All right. Hi, everybody. Happy Wednesday. So last week we had Lisa Moore on our call for Whatever Wednesday, and I'm not sure how it came up. I think it was something about a recommended book or something, and she recommended Why They Buy, and that is the name of the book, Why They Buy, and the author is Sherry Tree, and it's C-H-E-R-I, Tree, T-R-E-E. And she was, I think she was a speaker like early on, way back at the beginning of Beamer, like on a cruise or something. And that's how Lisa and Leslie had come in contact with her. Anyway, she has a personality assessment test or code called BANK. And it's an acronym. It's B-A-N-K. And during the COVID lockdown back in March, April, she offered a four-week free masterclass. And with nothing else to do, I signed up for a lot of free masterclasses. And anyway, I ended up buying their program. But you don't need to understand what they're, you know, what they're assessing. And basically, it goes with, there are four different personality types, and personality types respond to certain words, certain languages that you're in, the way that you're speaking to them. And if you're not really aware of what their personality type is and what's important to them, you know, they may be a nurturer and you're just spewing science all over them. It doesn't even resonate with them. They think Beamer is not for them. So I'm, and talking specifically about Beamer. If it's a knowledge person and they require a lot of knowledge, then, and, you know, you're telling them how they can change lives, they don't care. So you want to know who you're speaking to. So I want to just briefly give you an example of how the test, the assessment test works. And it only takes 90 seconds, but it starts with B. So B stands for blueprint. So this is the blueprint personality. And basically, there are four cards. And there's a B, A, N, and a K. And on the card lists a set of values. And I sent this to David to do, so we're going to talk about that too. But a blueprint is an inside-the-box type of person. The values that resonate with them, and if you want to just jot some notes down, that's cool. The values that resonate with them are stability, structure, systems, planning, processes, predictability, responsibility, duties, rules, credentials, titles, and tradition. So when you think about Beamer and a blueprint personality, David, I'm going to have you just kind of chime in here a little bit. When you think about the blueprint, like, what would you say to a blueprint about Beamer based on those values that are important to them?
The blueprint for me?
No, just a blueprint in general based on those values of credentials, titles, tradition, structure, and systems. Like, if you were talking to a prospect, what would you focus your attention on about Beamer?
Oh, the history of the company, the science behind it, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, those would be the two biggest things I would focus on.
Yeah, but also the back office, because we have a system.
Well, yes.
The, mm-hmm. you know.
The 283 the, system.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So some sales tips for a blueprint. So if you're talking to a blueprint personality with those values, they think inside the box. Here are some sales tips for those, for that personality. So you want to be professional and organized. You want to be on time. And that may even mean like 15 minutes early because these people are structured, right? And it, by the way, if you're resonating with any of this, you'll go, oh, that's me. I'm a blueprint. Have a step-by-step plan that you can give them. Okay, they need the process. They need the structure. Don't be too pushy or exaggerate, because remember, they're inside the box. They're not thinking beyond that. Provide them with facts, proof, and references. So that's just like you said, David, that's like, you know, the science, the history of the company, NASA. Show them the system for success. What's the 283? All you got to do is show a two-minute video, then you show an eight-minute video, and then you get them on a three-way call with somebody. A blueprint understands that. Minimize the risk to get involved. And they don't like to take risks. And stay within a budget. So that's the blueprint. The A is an action person. And this person is outside the box. What they value most are freedom, flexibility, spontaneity, action, opportunity, excitement, attention, stimulation, competition, winning, fun, image. Guess what type I am? And so is David, by the way. Action. So where you're talking to an action person or a blueprint person, you can see you'd be more reserved, more calm, just laying the structure out for the blueprint. The action person exaggerate like crazy because that's what they love. So here are the sales tips for an action person. Be cool and dress to impress. display excitement and enthusiasm. Skip the small talk and get straight to the bottom line. They're an action person. They don't necessarily want to hear about the 22-year history of Beamer. They want to know what can they do right now and get started. Have a sense of urgency and remember time is money. Have fun and sell the sizzle, the lifestyle, and the dream. Remember, they like freedom, flexibility. You know, you're running your own business with Beamer. You're free. You could be, you know, making a call while sitting on the beach, or you could be in your office. They like that freedom. Don't overload them with the details, charts, or too much information. Introduce them to other successful, powerful influencers. So these people want to talk to the successful Beamer distributors in the company. These people you want to get on the phone with, your upline, your regional director, George or Chris Veronis. That's who they want to talk to. Be confident and charismatic. So that's the A-type personality action. The N, which we all of us have, so my what they call bank code is ANKB, and that's Action, Nurture, Knowledge, Blueprint. So we all know that Beamer distributors are nurturing. I would say 80% of our distributors are probably N. So the nurturer is, when we're thinking about the box, remember the blueprint was inside the box, the action person is outside the box, the nurturer recycles the box. The values for a nurturer are relationship, authenticity, personal growth, significance, teamwork, involvement, community, charity, ethics, harmony, morality, and contribution. Sales tips for the nurturer. You want to be authentic, transparent, and genuine. That's what they relate to. They're not going to relate the same way with the enthusiasm and the exaggeration and the, you know, all the lights and glitter that an action person would. Show them that you care more about them than you do the money. Introduce them to your team or your tribe. They want to know that they belong to a community, that they're not out there alone. Get them connected with others in your community. Talk about the cause that you are passionate about. So, you know, this is something, this is our Beamer story, right? We're all trying to change, change lives. Share your why and how they can support your mission. Be warm, friendly, give big hugs, maintain good eye contact, and allow them to connect with you. All right, so that's the nurturer. And then we have the K, which is the knowledge person. And so going back to the box analogy, the knowledge person engineers the box. The values for the knowledge person are learning, intelligence, logic, self-mastery, technology, research and development, science, universal truth, expertise, competence, accuracy, and the big picture. So this is the person that needs the science. This is the person that needs the PubMed studies. You know, this is the person that needs to know how it works. So the sales tips for a knowledge prospect would be, you know, be smart and know your information. Provide them, even if you are not a knowledge person, you have the knowledge of Beamer and you can relate to the knowledge person. But if you walk up to a knowledge person, you know, a prospect, and you go to give them a big hug, they're going to be like, what are you doing? Get away from me. So you want to know who you're talking to. So, you know, be smart, know your information, provide them with the resources, the documentation, and the data so that they can study it. Stay logical in your approach. Don't get overly emotional or excited. Forget the hug. Be able to debate and defend your product. They're going to ask you, these are the people that go, oh, well, there's other PEMF devices out there. So that's that person. Be able to justify your price. connect them with the subject matter expert and give them time to think about it. So the connecting them with the subject matter expert, you know, we all have somebody on our team or in our upline that's a knowledge person. That would be your three-way call person. You know, you want to make sure that when you're doing the three-way calls that you're putting, you're trying to match those personalities because they're going to speak the same language. And then they're going to know they're not the only knowledge person in the room. Okay. So, so I sent David the assessment, and David did the assessment. And David, do you want to share what your bank code is?
Yes. Let's see here. Got to get back to my email. And I can't remember which one was first. I think it was Action Nurturer.
Knowledge Blueprint.
And it's interesting how we evolve, or hopefully we evolve as humans as we get older. You know, when I was young, I was definitely blueprint knowledge. And action, you know, I've always been really fun oriented and very action oriented with my sports, but in business, it was always blueprint and knowledge. It's interesting how Beamer often changes people. I mean, I've seen a lot of people come into this business whose priorities have changed because, you know, you start changing other people's lives and you see how impactful that is. I was 20 years in the ski industry and it was really fun and I was making good income and I was skiing a lot and I was having this really great time. But I, at the end of 20 years, I was starting to get kind of disillusioned because I didn't feel like I was really making that big of a impact on the world. And, you know, in the beginning days of my Beamer career too, I mean, Lisa, you recognize this about me. I mean, I was, you know, throwing up on people, giving them this 30 or 40 minute science presentation. And, and I've changed into so much more of a nurturer where the blueprint and the knowledge is not nearly as important to me as it once was. It's interesting what you noticed because you jokingly said you stalked me and looked at a bunch of stuff on my social media profiles that, you know, and I don't do a lot of updates on my social media anymore. I don't spend much time on it. But
okay,
you,
well, let me explain why I was stalking.
Yeah,
me,
talk about
let me
that.
Explain to people while I was stalking you. Okay. So,
yes.
So part of the program that of this code breaker is they have an AI technology, artificial intelligence technology, where I went to David's. First, I went to his Facebook page, and I was going to copy and paste one of his posts. But he doesn't really post anything. So I went to his LinkedIn page and I copied and pasted his bio on his LinkedIn page. And I pasted that into the AI program. And it tells you, based on what he wrote, it gives you a bank code for that particular piece of writing that he did. And it was interesting because it came back, I don't want to say opposite, well, kind of almost opposite of what he is when he filled it out himself today. And
right.
He was a blueprint. Yeah, he was a blueprint, knowledge, nurturer, and action. And so, you know, it's interesting. And sometimes when we're writing our bio or we're writing an email, we may, but he wrote that, 10 years ago. You need to go back and change that, by the way. And, if you see a post on Facebook of someone that you know, or Instagram or in LinkedIn, and, you know, look for the characteristics, the values of those personalities, and you want to respond to the things that are important to them, to their values. Otherwise, the response just bounces off of them. You know, it's not resonating with them. And, you know, I think if we all kind of focus on who we're communicating with and how we're communicating with them, We could increase interest in Beamer, increase sales. Maybe you have some inactive distributors, and you know, figure out what, based on those values, what their personality is, and you know, start appealing to them with Beamer again, that would re-engage them. So different ways to use the personality assessment. And listen, there are plenty of different assessments out there. There's DISC, there's Briggs-Myers. This is just really easy because, you know, it breaks it down into four personalities and it's based on values. And I can tell you it's been, every time I use it, it's pretty right on the mark. So David, with that, if anybody has questions, doesn't have to be about personality tests or, you know, communicating with prospects, customers, and distributors. It can be about anything. It's whatever Wednesday, but please hit one on your phone to get in the queue so we can answer everybody's questions. David?
Yes. You know, Sandra Wilder also has another topic we can talk about too today if people want to, and it's just about the rental program. You know, taking the pro units that some of us already had and converting them to go units. Are we seeing any better response out there? I mean, there's a lot of us that have been using the Beamer in a go fashion since we lost the B body temporarily in the United States, you know, just running the B pad down the spine in between the legs. And there's a lot of people that sense that they feel it more doing it in such a fashion versus using the B body. So Sandra was just wondering if other people have experienced this too, but I know she'll be calling in here, and we have our first caller. Area code 720774. You're live on Blog Talk. 720774. Batter up. You're in the batter's box. Going once, going twice. All right. Somebody mistakenly hit the number one. And let's hear from Sandra in Houston. Nope, I just, hang on a second. Clicked on the wrong one. Here we go. I think this might be Sandra. Are you there?
It is me. Thank you, David and Lisa.
Hi, Sandra. Good morning.
So I actually have two questions then, one alluding to the question that I emailed to you about whether people are seeing a greater result in a shorter time period, because as I said, I usually rent for 4 weeks, and this time I did a 2-week, and the lady really, really responded quite well. And then my other one was
shorter, more effective time period using the go set versus the pro set, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just curious. In other words, maybe those of us who rent might want to consider going from 4 weeks to 2 or 3. Just wanted to know what other people are finding. Recognizing
Lisa,
that every person
have you noticed?
Respond differently. I'm sorry, what?
You know, I think that's kind of hard to generalize, to be honest with you, because everybody is different. And so that person may have responded in 2 weeks with the B-body, too. You don't know. So I think making those kind of assumptions based on, you know, just a few without it being really a controlled study, I would be hesitant to put that out there, but that's me.
Yeah, I was just curious of anyone else's feedback and their experiences, so that's it. And my other one was, I would love for you to maybe, Lisa, if you were to do a little mock-up with a pretend mock-up with a person at one of these types of how you go about it, or how you determine, beyond seeing something in Facebook or a posting, how else do you determine what somebody's characteristics are?
Yeah, so
are you doing that?
You know, I'm always doing that, whether I'm meeting with them in person or I'm getting an email from them, or it's a totally cold lead, and it all comes down to asking questions, and you find out what is important to them, and it's just asking the right questions. So I'll put together the values of the four types, and I'll post it in the Facebook page if they'll approve it. It'll be there. If not, if people want them, you guys can email me and I'll send you a little graphic of the four types so that you can see what the values are under each type. I was probably talking really fast and you didn't get them all down.
Yes, you were.
I'm an action person. That's what I do. It's just asking questions, and it's learning, it's practice and being able to quickly identify that's why I use the box analogy. Is this person a think outside the box type of person? Is this person a think inside the box? I mean, you can just off the top of your head, when I say that, is this person recycling the box or is this person engineering the box? So, you know, if you have, learn a couple of triggers and ask the right questions, you're going to get the answer. And then you'll be able to continue on and give them what they're going to be able to hear.
Great.
Thanks, Sandra, for calling in.
Thank you both for being the host.
Area code 720-774. You're live on Bob Talk.
Hello there, Mary King. I had it on mute before. I'm sorry.
Mary, I should have recommended your number.
This is a great blog talk, let me tell you. It just brings up interesting experiences from our past. And about the Go Set, before I forget that, I could never feel a thing with the Pro Set. I can feel the signal. So I thought, wow, I can feel it. That's just so cool. Now, the thing about what you shared, Lisa, we had this training, trying to think if it was in seminary. I think it was connected with seminary maybe after we were pastoring. But we had this training. They had different names for the four than what you have shared. But Mike, he is blueprint knowledge, period. I am blueprint nurturer, probably a little heavy on the nurturer part. So we tend to work really well together. But I think because of his focus on the knowledge and the blueprint part, he will get so involved in that when we have patients here, because every one of them is on the Beamer when they're here for their appointment, that he forgets to talk to them about Beamer. So it's like, oh, my gosh, you had an opportunity. But we're working through that. I mean, that just happens. Like you said, these personalities, different personality types really drive what we do, how we respond to others, and the outcome. So I appreciate it. I would love to hear some of this being taught at Beamer if it's possible.
Yeah. Thank you, Mary. Thanks for calling in and sharing that, because, it is, it's important when you're, especially, knowledge blueprint, and you're talking to a nurturer, it's literally going over their heads. With anything, they want to know that you care before you share. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate the comment.
Have a good rest of the time.
And the classic description of the four temperaments. I mean, these words aren't really even used that much anymore today to describe these types of personality types. But sanguine, choleric, phlegmatic, and melancholic. Those would be classic, four different temperaments, but we don't really use those descriptions anymore.
Yeah.
Mary, thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Make it a great Wednesday. Area code 707-481, you're live on Block Talk.
Hi, thanks so much. Great topic, by the way. Before we forget, can we get Lisa's email address?
Yes, it's Lisa, L-I-S-A, dot Diamond, D-I-M-O-N-D, no A, D-I-M-O-N-D, at BeamerMail.com.
Okay, perfect. Great. And you mentioned, Lisa, the A1 course where you could cut and paste, it sounded like, from different profiles that a person had created on themselves. Is this something that we need to be subscribing to from the bank process book or course? Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so I'm not promoting or selling the course or the software at all. I have it, I use it, but I would recommend everyone just start with the book, Why They Buy. If
correct.
If you're interested in this topic and you want to learn more about communication and the impact that it can have on your sales numbers, think about. If you just think backwards and how many people have you talked to that you just didn't communicate the right way with them. And so, they went and they bought a Beamer from someone else. I mean, listen, I just had a situation this week where someone told me, oh, so-and-so has a Beamer. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They were in my studio for 3 years using Beamer and they bought it from someone else. Like, so it happens to everybody. It happens to me.
I totally
but that's
understand.
Why I think it's,
attracts like, and the course sounds excellent, and it's true. It works on all communication with all people. Another quick comment. I've been doing the two-week rental also for the Go. I'm finding that some people who normally consider themselves extremely healthy, have no issues, et cetera, are forgetting to put it on the low setting along their spine and between their legs, and they're leaving it on the high, which I kind of thought, then I assume they are still getting the full body effect, but it's also working on other things that they have going on in their systems. What's your comment on that?
Well, I can speak to that. Putting it on the low setting is how we're best approximating the B body. The amount of electromagnetic field that the B body puts out between 3.5 and 35 microtesla based on the 10 intensity levels. And so when you, point the arrow down, the B pad operates similarly. And that's how we're best achieving a systemic full body application by doing the spine and the legs. And so for some people, that is super therapeutic. And, that information medicine being delivered at a much more gentle electromagnetic field, so much more similar to what the earth puts out, is probably achieving, that greater therapeutic benefit systemically than using it on high. Because remember, everything about Beamer, less is more, low and slow. And so some people, probably most people, are responding better if they're trying to achieve a full body effect by using that lower intensity level. Lisa, would you agree?
I would definitely agree. I don't think it is also hurting them if they forget to turn, switch the high low. In my studio, many times if I had someone who didn't necessarily have an issue, I would either do the B pad across the gut or I would do it down the spine as a program on the high setting. So, they're not hurting themselves.
But maybe not receiving a therapeutic benefit systemically like they would if it was in the low setting.
correct.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
because electromagnetic field.
Mind.
Go ahead.
I try to get it through to them that, yeah, the low setting is recreating the Earth's energy, and that it's the thing about building in their system, and that's why you want to go low and slow. If they choose to use
right.
it for acute usage, then do the high, and they can do that, I commonly say, as much or as little as they wish, but I also try to make them very aware and make notations of any changes in their body in relation to any kind of symptom they've had of any sort, and try to keep a journal
right.
so that they can track a little difference.
Yes, because what we often forget is that an electromagnetic field that mimics what the Earth puts out is really therapeutic for the human body. You know, this body of ours is full of electrical charges, that positive, negative charge between the cells, you know, known as cell membrane potential. It decreases the older we get. And, you know, and that's why grounding is just such a big thing right now, big topic, is we're trying to, you know, get the Earth to help recharge us. And so the electromagnetic field that the beamer puts out on that low setting is really approximating what the Earth does. And there's therapeutic value in that. But in addition to that, of course, the beamer waveform is really the active agent when it comes to beamer, because it's targeting based on motion, which is the whole point of the beamer. In any case, what's your name? We didn't get your name.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm Mary Sue, and I'm from Napa Valley.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling in. Make it a great Wednesday.
Hey, to you all, too. Thank you.
And area code 561-644, you're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, hi. This is Kara in Sarasota, Florida.
Hi, Kara.
Yeah, wow, what a meeting call today. I can't wait to go back and hear the recording, I guess, since I came on a little late. But the question I came in on was about being a person was sent. We received an email from Beamer with a person's name and email address. And that person just seems to ask questions, you know, just about the business, and we haven't even spoken yet. And I don't know the business as well as I ought to, and I haven't been on the noon meeting on Thursday, which I plan to do tomorrow.
Okay.
And I also sent that person the beamermeetings.com to have them,
right.
you know, go listen to that. But if I kind of heard that you were talking about some kind of a someone's you, I really you have to re-explain it. But if there are copies of beamers or something out, are you saying? Did I hear that totally wrong? Was it about repairing the box? Or, because I don't know if this person he's maybe trying to not have to buy through the company, maybe,
so Kara,
you know, is this confusing you? We had
yes,
a person.
Yes, very much so. What's your question, Kara?
About being a distributor only and not, you know, not having to buy one, then.
They can do that.
Well,
I mean, people can come in as a trainee for $144 right now, $390 starting January 1st. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
It's challenging to be successful in sharing Beamer with people if you don't have one and have a personal experience. But,
right.
You know, if people have, if they're pretty certain they have a group of people in their lives that would bring beamers into their homes, they can certainly come in as a trainee, and with your help or somebody else in the upline, like a team manager or group leader, you know, help the people get their beamers, and then that individual can generate enough commissions to be able to afford a Beamer themselves.
Right,
that
I
works.
Understand.
I've had it happen in a few situations.
When you buy a Beamer now, the Beamer Go, the price, you know, is less. So the point
yes.
system towards becoming a senior, you just, is it the same amount that you have to become a senior that it used to
yes,
be, what, 5,000, I think? Okay.
Mm-hmm, 5,000 points, so that's roughly 4 Beamers because it's 1,500 points per Go set. So
oh,
if somebody comes in as a trainee.
For Go set?
Yes.
Okay.
And if somebody comes in as a trainee, they're going to end up having to sell 5 Beamers to become a senior. The first
right.
one qualifies them. They don't get points for that. And then the subsequent 4 Beamers will help them hit a senior. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. And can I ask a question about the sleep cycle and using other applicators, or is that like something we need to wait till March for?
You can email me at david.olson@beamermail.com, OLSON, because that refers to the bee body.
Okay.
And let's just save that
right,
for
that.
Our conversation, okay? All right, great.
Thank you so much. Bless.
You're welcome.
Blessing.
Thanks for calling in. Area code 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning. It's Bridget in California.
Hi, Bridget.
I thought I'd just share a couple of experiences I've recently had. And in this whole aspect of one, addressing putting it on low setting with the Beamer Go versus having the former B-Body, I never talk about going beyond the electromagnetic field of the Earth. Beamer, no matter what setting it's on, it's gentle and it cannot harm you in any way.
Correct.
It's never harmed anybody. So I don't even
Correct.
Go there. Because I find it just confuses people and they don't have no idea anyway, you know. And if someone's an engineer and needs all these technical questions, I admit I'm not the person to give you that information. I will send you information for you to do your own deep dive. So it's safe no matter what setting you use. But the where I feel it's necessary to go with people is allowing your own body's intelligence to direct the blood flow systemically where it first needs to go, and you have no idea where that is because you don't feel your blood flowing. Basically, maybe when it's not flowing, for example, if you have an ache somewhere, okay, or you have swelling, that indicates a diminishing blood flow. So I find that's helpful. But you know what I've discovered? And I was talking with someone who's been with Beamer a long time and who's a trainer. And I said, you know, so when you, how do you imagine that the capillaries deliver nutrients and oxygen to the cell and take away the waste? How do you imagine that happens? And I started asking people this question because they don't know. And I only did it for myself. So how is it that we disperse the nutrients and the oxygen from the capillary to the cell? How does it happen? And this person, like I think most people, thought, well, it touches. There's, you know, it's like it feeds it into it. And that isn't how it happens. So I have found that I put together this little education, this basic little education of how many cells you have in the body, how many die every minute. We're always replacing cells. We're always regenerating. But the better, the more effective blood flow we get, the better we regenerate. It's an aspect of aging. So I find people have almost no awareness, and it's even hard to comprehend how many cells we have. But I take them to that awareness of the miracle that we are, and it's almost an unfathomable complexity. But the more you support that, the better you feel, the healthier you age, and so on. I have found that that's worked.
Bridget, thank you so much. That's some great information to share with everybody. We appreciate that. And when it comes to that high-low setting too, yes, Bridget, I agree. It's too much information. When I get somebody started on their new Beamer, whether it be rental or if they've just brought one into their home, I just get them started on the low setting. And I make sure that they're understanding the basic plan. I don't even get into the high setting until a couple weeks into their Beamer experience or even longer, just making sure they're following the basic plan, having a good experience. And if they do local applications on the local setting, great. It is too much information in the beginning to get into. So I just make sure the arrow's down and I get them started. And then a few weeks later, I'll introduce this different concept to them. Lisa, anything else for us? We've ran out of time. It's 10:45 on Wednesday here in Idaho.
I don't have anything else. Everybody have a happy Wednesday and go change some lives.
Great. Thanks, Lisa. Make it a great day, everybody. Can't get my end of show recording to work. We'll sign off and we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Make it a blessed week.